Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I ask you, Lord, to speak to our hearts. We thank you for your word. We believe this is a powerful book, a living book, the word of God. And it can affect our hearts and change our lives. And Lord, the truth of this book can save our souls. And it can just transform our lives to make us like Christ. And it teaches us so much. And Father, I just pray you'd help us to have the faith to accept this book, to believe this book is the word of God. Help us to have the faith to obey it, to live by it, to do, Lord, what you want us to do. Please speak to our hearts, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. The title of the message tonight is Choosing Which Way to Walk. Choosing Which Way to Walk. Sometimes I've had conversations with people where they have shared that they have difficulty in making that decision to believe in God, because there are some things about God that maybe they don't know, or maybe there's some things about God that they don't quite understand, and so they have difficulty then saying, "Okay, I'll choose to believe in God. I'll choose to become a Christian. I'll choose to accept what the Bible says," because there's some things, well, they don't understand everything. They have difficulty, you know, we can't see God, and so they have difficulty with that. To their question and so on, to their concern, I would definitely say that we can learn much about God, and we can truly get to know Him and get a better standing of Him if we will just be willing to believe in Him. And then we will on purpose seek to get to know Him and spend much time in His Word, we will get to know God better. So much of the Christian life does boil down to faith. A person just has to be willing to, by faith, believe in God. And we know that. Years ago, there was a fellow named Bruce Lee who was coming to our Chinese Bible studies on Friday nights. And Bruce is back in China now. But this fellow, Bruce Lee, He was coming and he was studying the Bible with us on Friday nights and had difficulty coming to the decision of, "I want to be saved. I want to become a Christian." And we talked and talked and we taught him the Bible and so much. But it all really boiled down to faith. At some point, he was going to have faith to believe. And one night, Bruce, we took him home and I was going back to the building he lived in North York and took him home, and even there in the parking lot then, we sat and we were talking in the parking lot, 11 o'clock, 11:30 at night, and we were talking more in the parking lot, and I told him that night, I said, "Bruce, it really just is going to come down to you have to have faith. You know, we can keep studying the Bible, we can keep trying to teach you about God and so on, but Bruce, I will never be able to show you God. I'll never be able to actually physically show you to Him, and you're just going to have faith in God and faith to accept that the Bible is the Word of God, and you're going to have to choose whether you'll believe or not." And that night, Bruce couldn't go to sleep and stayed awake, kept on thinking about all he'd learned and all he'd heard and so on. And he told me that Sunday at church, that what happened was that I think it was at 4 o'clock or maybe 4:01 in the morning. He rolled out of bed, saw the little clock there in his nightstand. That's how he could tell me what time it was. He rolled out of bed, knelt beside his bed and said, "Okay, God, I'll believe. You know, though he couldn't see God and so on, I will believe." And that's the night I truly believe that Bruce Lee finally got saved. And God did a great work in his heart. It comes down to faith. You know what? There are times when even believers have difficulty following God because they don't completely understand God or His ways. There are some times where even a believer, even a Christian, they have difficulty accepting, "There's just some things about God I don't understand. Why God does something a certain way and why everything is just not, you know, the way that our ideal and what we would think that the way that things should turn out." Sometimes people have difficulty accepting, you know, some of the bad things in the world. Or maybe sometimes there's even people who don't want to follow God in certain areas because they have difficulty accepting what the Bible teaches. from their own human mind and human understanding, they have difficulty saying, I can't understand that, or I don't accept that, or I don't like that. You know what? Truly becoming a Christian and even living the Christian life, it boils down to faith. We've got to live by faith. We've got to walk by faith. We all have a choice. We can choose which way to walk. You know what? God lays things out for us. God lays some things out for us in the Bible and says, you've got a choice. You've got a choice to make. He lets us know everything that he wants us to know. You know what? If God wanted us to know more, he could have given us more. But he's given us a whole lot right here. I truly believe, and you've got to firmly believe, if you'll be a Christian and follow God, you've got to truly believe that yes, the Bible here is the Word of God that he divinely inspired and he gave it to us. And God has revealed to us as much as he wants us to know about him right here in this book. And if we're just beginning to learn about Christianity, we might not know much. But listen, I promise you, if you study the Bible, you'll get to know a whole lot more about our God and about God's plan for mankind and how God created us and so on. But listen, in this book, in the Bible, God has revealed to us as much as he wants us to know. When we get to heaven, you can ask him questions where you say, well, I've got a question. I don't think that's explained in the Bible. When you get to heaven, you can ask God any question that you want to ask. And he can answer that question for you there. But for right now, you've got to accept that God has revealed for us in the Bible the things that he wants us to know. We've just got a choice. He lets us know what he wants us to know. And the truth is that sometimes we don't even get a full understanding of the thing God tells us to do until after we've chosen by faith to do them. We sing a song, Trust and Obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. You know, there's a lot of things about the Christian life that even for you or me, to live the Christian life, there are things where God tells us to do something or asks us to do something or commands us to do some things where sometimes we as Christians say, I don't know if I can do that. I don't understand if I can really do what God asked me to do. I think that'll be difficult or hard. But for a Christian who will say, well, I want to obey God, and that's hard for me to understand why God wants that, but we'll just trust God and say, okay, I believe that's the Word of God. I believe it's right. I believe God is right. And I will trust God, and I will obey, and I will do what he says. Understanding comes. So many times the understanding comes afterwards, after we've chosen by faith to just do what God wants us to do. Honestly, I think that people worry too much about all the things they cannot understand. God wants us to just worry about the things we do understand. You know what? There's plenty of this in this book that you can understand, and we're to be concerned about obeying that. There may be some things about God that, you know, are difficult for you or I to explain. We may not always understand why are God's ways, you know, like they are. But the Bible says in Isaiah, his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. Again, he's God and we're man. He was the creator. We're just his creation. And so we may not always understand why did God do something a certain way or why does God allow certain things to happen. But we're to obey God with what we do know about him. Let's read here Deuteronomy 29. And verse 29, it was one time after having some conversations with someone that I came across this verse and I said, that's it. That's the answer for that person, what we were talking about. They're having difficulty and can I accept God? Can I have faith in God? Can I do this? Because there's some things about God that just I don't seem to understand. But it says here in Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. For them it was the law, it was the book, it was for them it was the Word of God that they had at that time. You know what? They at that time when this was written, they didn't even have the whole Bible that we have today. More of the Bible was yet to be given, but to those people, the people of Israel at that time, there was the beginning parts of the Bible, the books of the law and so on. That was all that they would have had, the book of the law. But it was what was revealed to them. And you know what they were responsible to do? Obey that. Oh, there would have been many things about God that maybe would have been hard for them to understand or accept. But they were supposed to obey what they did have revealed unto them. And follow and obey what they did have, the word of God that they did have. Listen, secret things are for God alone to know. Secret things are for God alone to know. You say, but I wish I could just know everything and understand everything. You're not God. There are some things that only God alone will know or understand. And you might have difficulty understanding that or accepting that. But there are some things that God has revealed to us. And that we need to obey. That we need to listen to. That we need to follow. That we need to make choices about. What will I do with what has been revealed? What are the revealed things? God's word reveals plenty for us to be concerned about. It teaches us what we must believe. It teaches us how we ought to walk. You know what? This teaches us how we ought to follow Jesus. This teaches us how we can have faith in God and how our faith can even grow. This book teaches us how we ought to live the Christian life. This book teaches us how we can get to know God better. Say, I don't know God very well. You can get to know God better. It teaches us how we can get godly wisdom and understanding. To have better understanding than what we have right now. Will we ever be like God? No, of course not. Will we ever, in our limited, finite human mind, understand the reason why God does everything the way that He does it? No, we won't. No, we won't. Never will. You won't always understand why God does everything the way that He does it. But I can't worry about those secret things that I don't know, or those secret things that I don't understand. Those secret things are for God alone. But the revealed things are for me to know. The revealed things I can't understand. The revealed things I am to obey. And I have a choice in what I will do with that. Secret things are for God alone to know. Revealed things are for us to obey. Again, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things that which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. The secret things belong unto the Lord, but those things which are revealed belong unto us. You know what? I understand that I'm living for things that are eternal. None of us, if we're going to be a Christian, we're going to follow God. We're not just living for things that we can see. We're living for some things that we don't see. Do you know that? We believe that we have a hope and even a promise and assurance that God has an inheritance for us. We believe that God has a place reserved for us in heaven. And that heaven's a real place. It's not just some fairy tale in a little kid's book that there must be this beautiful place called heaven. No, I believe it's a real place. And by faith, I have that hope and that trust that there's a place for me. That when I die, I will go to heaven and I will be with God. And I'm not just living for the things of here and now. I'm living for things even that I cannot see. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, if you would. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And I want you to see a couple interesting verses in the New Testament, I think. I understand we're living for things eternal. I understand that means I'm living for some things and for someone that I've never seen. I'm living for a place that I've never been to. I've never been to heaven, for real. Never been there. Never been there. Never seen it. I'm not going to try to tell you I have. Never been there. Never been there. Never been back. But I believe it's true. I believe the Bible. I believe heaven is for real. I believe there's a place. And I believe I'm going there. I believe my dad's in heaven. I believe my grandparents are in heaven. I believe my brother's in heaven. I believe I'll see them again. I'm living for a place that I've never seen, and I'm living for someone that I've never seen. I've never seen God, and I didn't have the privilege to live during the generation where I even saw the Son of God walk upon the earth. So I've never seen God. I've not seen the Son of God, but I'm living for someone by faith who I've never seen. And I'm living for some things and eternal things and rewards and heaven, things that I've never seen. By faith we do that. By faith we choose to live for Him and to live for the eternal. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 18 says this. 2 Corinthians 4:18, listen. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Well, what are you looking at then? Well, I'm looking at the things that are not seen. Okay. Well, we'll read another verse in Hebrews later. But I'm not looking at just the things that are seen. I'm looking with a heavenly vision towards some things that are not seen. And I'm living for the eternal. And I'm living for believing that when I die on this earth, that's not the end of my life. My soul lives forever. It lives eternally. It'll either live in heaven or in hell. The Bible teaches us that. It says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. They're temporary. You know what? This body is temporary. You know you're only going to live so long. My brother lived to be 22 years of age. My dad lived to be 45 years of age. My father-in-law now is close to 85 years of age. But you know what? He's not going to live forever. None of us are. We're not guaranteed how long we can live. This life on earth is temporary. This body is temporary. The things we have on this earth are very temporary. But the things of heaven are eternal. They are eternal. Look here. Try not to be bothered by that bug. Okay, forget it. Look here. The things which are seen are temporal, temporary. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Look with me at 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter 1. And look at verse number 7. Can you find it there in your New Testament? 1 Peter chapter 1. And let's read there verses 7 to 9. 1 Peter 1 verse 7 to 9. It says, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Whom having not seen, ye love. I've never seen Jesus, but I love Him. I've never seen Jesus, but I'm living for Him. You've never seen Jesus, but those of you that are saved and so on, you're here tonight, it's because you love Him. You love someone you've never seen. And you are living for someone that you've never seen. And for anyone who says, well, I think I want... You've got to, by faith, say that. I will choose to live for someone I've never seen. And I'll live for the eternal, though that's things I've not seen. I'm not just going to live for the temper. I'm not just going to live for the things of earth. I'm going to believe God's word. Believe there's a heaven. Believe that Christ was the Son of God. By faith, I'll accept that. I'll believe it. And I will live my life for Him. It says, whom having not seen, we love. We love. Whom having not seen, ye love. In whom, though now ye see Him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. It says, you know what? One day you're going to receive the end of that. You're going to receive the end of your faith. You know, the end of our faith is that one day we will be resurrected. We believe that the rapture takes place. And whether you've died previously, and yes, yeah, your body will be buried in the grave, but I believe that your soul is be absent from the body, is present with the Lord, the Bible says. And I believe your soul goes to heaven immediately. But you know what? Just as Christ was resurrected, we believe in a second resurrection. We believe there's a resurrection of the dead. The Bible says at the rapture, the dead in Christ shall rise first. So there is a resurrection of those bodies. And they receive a glorified body as they go to heaven. They'll have a new body in heaven. But you know what? One day we're going to receive the end of it. Of all of our faith. Of all our willingness to say, okay, I'm going to believe in someone I've never seen. I've not seen Him, but I'm going to believe in Him. I've not seen Him, but I'm going to love Him. And I'm going to live for Him. And I'm going to follow Him. Do you know one day you will receive the end of that? You will receive what will be the end reward and the end product of all your years of living by faith and saying, I believe God and I believe His Word and I'm going to live for God. I'm going to trust His Word. You'll receive the end of that. You'll receive salvation. You'll receive the rewards of having lived your life by faith and lived for Christ and so on. We may not see Him, but we love Him. We may have not seen Him, but we believe in Him. And one day that'll pay off. That'll pay off if you've chosen to live by faith. Again, secret things are for God alone to know, but revealed things are for us to obey. I cannot reject God because of the things about God that I do not understand. You listening? I cannot reject God because of the things about God I maybe don't understand or can't explain. Is it be honest, is it hard for our human finite mind to understand and explain everything about God? I mean, just on our own? Yeah. Now, when a person's saved and exercised faith, they have an experience with God. And through walking with God and prayer and the Word of God, we can then get to know that God is real. But I mean, just to a person who's a natural man, an unsaved man, for them to come to grips with accepting God and understanding God, that's a very difficult thing. Even for a person who's been saved and believed. Honestly, to try to completely understand and explain sometimes everything about the Trinity and understand that, yeah, God is three in one and He's all one God, but yet He's in three distinct persons. Sometimes it could be hard for a person to fathom or understand or even properly explain to someone else. But by faith, we choose to believe the Word of God. By faith, we believe the things that God has revealed to us. By faith, we believe what God has shared with us about Himself and so helped us so that we could get to know Him and could get to know our Creator and could get to know the God of this universe and could get to know His Son who He sent to be our Redeemer and to be our Savior. There's things you may not know or understand. But listen, if you know the truth that God created you, if someone has shared with you that truth or tried to share with you from the Bible that truth, you're accountable for that. If you know the truth that God created you and God made you, and you've had someone share with you the truth that we've all sinned against God and our sin has broken that relationship with our God and our Creator, and we understand then that God will punish man's sin. The punishment for sin will be forever, eternal separation from God in a place called hell. Oh, but we know that God loved us, His creation, so much that He sent Jesus Christ to come down to earth. And there the Son of God lived upon earth and He lived a perfect life, a sinless life. Something that we as ordinary humans, we could never do. We can't be sinless. We have a sin nature. But the Son of God lived a perfect sinless life so that He could go and die on the cross and be our substitute and pay the penalty for our sins. Listen, that is truth that's been shared with you. Somebody, everyone in this room, likely, maybe somebody has tried to share with you that truth. If not, you're hearing it right now. But that's truth that someone has lovingly tried to share with you, that this is the truth and this is the Word of God. But what you choose to do with it is up to you. You'll choose to believe it or reject it. You may know the truth that He died on the cross, He was crucified, He was buried, and He rose again. And He ascended to heaven to prepare a place for all those who believe on Him. Listen, I can't worry about all that I don't know, but I am responsible for what I will do with what I do know. Someone gave you the truth. Someone gave you the truth. Someone has tried to share with you maybe the truth. And what you will do with that now, that's up to you. You can believe that truth or believe the gospel of Christ. Or you can say, no, there are some other things over here. I don't understand. Okay, this over here, I think I can understand that now. And I've heard that. And I think maybe I could believe that. That there's a God and a Creator. And He sent His Son, as miraculous as it seems, you know, in the virgin birth of Christ. And I mean, that's hard to fathom. But I think I could believe that. But over here, you got some other questions in your mind. There's just things about God I don't understand. And things, listen, the secret things are for God alone. But there is so much truth that God has revealed to us. And over here you got to decide, well, I believe it. You got to choose to put your faith over here. And okay, I do know that truth. And I'll choose to believe that. And I'll believe in God. And I'll accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. You can't live over here worrying about, there's some things I don't understand. You better decide to put your faith in what you do understand. You better decide to put your faith in the truth that you do know and the truth that you have heard, or you'll be lost. You need to accept this truth. You need to believe it. You need to put your faith in it. But the choice is yours. You're going to have to choose how to walk. You're going to choose to believe it or reject it. Same thing applies to any Christian following Christ after they get saved. You're accountable for the truth that God has given you. You're accountable for every truth, every message that you've ever heard preached. If you're a Christian, every message you've ever heard preached, somebody's preached to you the Bible, you're accountable for what you've heard, whether we'll live it or not. But not only that, honestly, you're accountable for more than that. Because most of you, you probably own a copy of the Word of God. And the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If someone loved you enough and cared about you enough that they gave you the Bible, they gave you the Word of God, they gave you the truth, you better read that. You better study that. You better get to know the truth in that book, because listen, we're accountable for that truth. We're accountable for, listen, the secret things about God, they're for Him alone to know. But He has revealed so much to us about Himself right here in this book. You have a lot revealed to you about your God, about your Creator, and about the Savior, Jesus Christ. But you'll decide what to do with it. Secret things are for God to know, but revealed things are for us to obey. And we must choose to obey. Just look at Deuteronomy chapter 30 with me. Back in Deuteronomy chapter number 30. And let's look there to verse number 11. Deuteronomy chapter number 30. And verse number 11, the Bible says, for this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not what? It is not hidden from thee. God says, I'm not hiding it from you. I'm giving you my commandments. I'm revealing to you some things that this is what I want for you, and this is how I want you to live. I'm not going to keep it secret. Here are some things that I'm revealing to you. You're going to have to choose what to do with them. For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, well, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it? Listen, you know, the Bible is not just a book that's written in heaven. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven, the Bible says. So I believe it was there eternally, as hard as that may be to fathom or accept. But you know what? It's not just up there in heaven where there's some grand book up there that tells us about God and we can't know it. And God, in an amazing way, we believe He inspired His word, don't we? We believe that the Holy Spirit of God spake unto holy men of old, as the book of Peter tells us, and that He divinely inspired His word. That He revealed to us His word. He gave to us His word so we could know about our God. We could know about our Creator. We could know about our Savior, Jesus Christ. It says in verse 13, neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil. In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in His ways, and to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. Well, how could they walk in all His ways and keep His commandments? Well, because again, there are some things that are not hidden. They had the Word of God that they had at that point, and we got more of today. The full Word of God, the complete Word of God. And we have what He's revealed to us now, His commandments. And He's revealed to us the ways in which we're supposed to walk. And now He, just like He said to them, you've got to choose life. You can choose life and good, or you can choose the other. It's up to you. It's up to you. He says in verse 17, but if thine heart turn away so that thou wilt not hear. If thine heart turn away so that thou wilt not hear. Now we can turn our heart away. We can say, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear the truth, or I don't want the word. We can make that choice. But if thine heart turn away so that thou wilt not hear, but shalt be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Would you rather choose life or death?
Would you rather choose blessing or cursing? It says, therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. That thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware or promised unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. We must choose which way to walk. I understand it's being given there to the people of Israel and so on, but listen, it is no different to us today in that there are people, we're God's creation, we're, he's given to us, he's revealed to us his word. He reveals to us the things that can give us eternal life, but if we say, I won't choose that, I won't believe that, we reject that, then what do we face? We face death. When a man gets saved, the Bible says he is passed from death unto life. You can either choose to believe the truth and believe the word of God and have eternal life and everlasting life, or you can reject it and you can face the wages of sin is death. The Bible tells us in Revelation, second death is hell or the lake of fire for all eternity. You're going to choose to believe or reject. We're going to choose to follow God and walk in his ways and follow his commandments. And by doing that, we'll choose to have God's blessing on our lives and God's blessings on our homes. Or we can say, well, I'm sorry. I don't like what the Bible says there. God wants us to walk that way. I don't accept that. Nah. Okay. Then we're not choosing God's blessing. We're choosing cursing. The Bible puts it bluntly. You want God's blessing on your life? You want God's cursing upon your life? I far rather would have God blessing me. I got to walk in God's ways. We've got to walk after the word of God and follow what he teaches. It's said there in verse 20, for he is thy life. He is thy life. That's a powerful little statement packed in there. You know, if we're saved and we're believers, don't you ever forget that too. He's thy life now. He, God, he is thy life. And if you're saved, you ought to walk in his ways and follow his commandments and follow his word. He's our life. We must choose which way to walk. The choice we make is really a choice between blessing and cursing. Even once we believe, even once we get saved, even once we choose to become a Christian, we continue to make choices that determine if we'll have God's blessing on our life or God's cursing. And you say that's strong. Well, again, what the Bible teaches, even an example of that is when it comes to the matter of tithing and giving. Where doesn't God clearly teach if we choose to obey in that area, it brings God's blessings. And if not, Haggai and Malachi, they both clearly teach it's cursing. We either have a curse, we could have a curse upon our finances, or God's blessing upon our finances by whether or not we choose to obey what God has asked us to do. All through the Bible, we're encouraged to choose. We make choices. We're encouraged to choose and so on. Joshua reminds us, choose you this day whom ye will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And listen, you're going to have to choose. You're going to have to choose. Listen, sometimes there's things, I don't understand everything about God. Okay, fine. But there's a whole lot you can understand right here. You say, but there's things about God I just don't know about. Those are the secret things, and they're for God alone. You can talk to him about that when you get to heaven. But God has revealed so much to us. And we need to be more concerned with obeying what he has revealed to us than worrying about what he hasn't revealed to us. Sometimes people are over here and you know they know this, and they know the Bible would say that, and they've heard people teach them about that and so on. But because there's things they don't know or don't completely understand, they reject and they don't want to follow God and they don't want to obey God. Listen, you better follow all that God has revealed to you. You better study and get to know, what has God revealed to me? What does God teach me about himself? What does God teach me about the way in which I should walk? And what are God's commandments? And what is God's will for our lives? Oh, so much of it is revealed to us here in his word. But you've got to choose to walk in that way. You've got to choose to walk in that way. God has given us a personal choice and decision to make. And you know something about God? He does not force us. Sometimes that's a question that people ask too. I've probably seen even some people in this room, you've asked me this. You say, well, if God is God and He's in control of everything, couldn't He just, He could just make us all believe. He could just make it that we all believe, we're all His children, we all live just like we should. But He doesn't do that. God has given us a free will. Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, what did they do? They chose to sin. The human race plunged into that sinful nature after that. But He's given us a free will. And in choosing to come back to God, it's our choice. He doesn't force us to be His children. He doesn't force any of us to get saved. He gives us His Son so that we could be redeemed, so we could be saved. But we have to choose to believe. You can accept the gospel, the truth of the gospel, that Jesus died for you and paid the penalty for your sin, or you can reject it. You know what? There's been times in my life where I've shared the gospel with somebody, maybe at their home or at their doorstep, and they've, I don't think I can believe that. And isn't that very sad that some would choose to reject it? You can choose to accept it or reject it, but He gives the choice to you. Hey, after, even when you become a Christian, there are so many areas of life. You can choose, honestly, to follow Christ as a good disciple or not. You can choose to follow the things that God has told you to do or not. The choice is yours. Stop worrying about all the things you don't understand. And why not follow the so many, many, many things that are clear in the Bible? Secret things are for God alone to know. Revealed things, the Bible says, they're for us to obey. They're for us to obey. And we must choose to obey. We must choose to do what to do. We must choose what to do with what God has revealed to us and given to us in His Word. Turn to Hebrews 11 and we'll close there. Just turn to Hebrews 11 and we'll stop there. We must choose what to do with what God has revealed to us and given to us. Again, I go back and I say, you might say, there's some things about God I just don't completely understand. There are some things like God that it just seems like He keeps some secret from us. Yeah, that's what Deuteronomy said. The secret things are for God alone to know. But the revealed things are for us to obey. Two thoughts just in closing. God has revealed to us so much. He's given us His Word. And we must choose to walk in obedience. As Christians now, I'm saying choose to walk in obedience. In Deuteronomy, He gave them the challenge. It's life or death. It's blessing or cursing. I've told you My ways. I've given you My commandments. You can choose which way you're going to walk in. Why not walk in obedience? It's kind of discouraging sometimes when you know that people, they know the Bible. They've read it through. They've heard preaching about things so much. But just because of some own maybe personal things in their life, they say, I'm just not going to believe that. Or I'm not going to follow that in my life. That just seems sad. We need to choose to walk in obedience. Let's be good Christians. Let's obey the Word of God in our lives. Let's do the things that God wants us to do. Listen, we live in a world, the world so much, we're inundated with so many things. Listen, the world is not really for God. The world is not for Jesus Christ. And sometimes even in this world and in this generation we live in, Christians can be so much influenced by the world that the world does things one way. And because the Bible tells us to do things another way, we have difficulty doing things God's way. But we need to choose to walk in obedience and follow the Word of God and do what He wants us to do. Choose to walk in obedience. And secondly, we need to choose to walk by faith. Choose to walk by faith. You're going to choose which way to walk. Look at Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 1. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things what? Not seen. Remember the other verses we read earlier, things we cannot see. The things that are eternal, we've not seen those. We can see the things that are temporary, but things that are eternal, we've not seen those.
but through faith we believe. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 3 says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So talking to someone about creation. You weren't there at creation. I wasn't there at creation. I wasn't there when God stepped out onto nothing and spoke His word, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. I wasn't there when God spoke His word and created the sun and the moon and the stars and all the planets, all the galaxies. I wasn't there when He did that. I wasn't there when He divided and created the land and the seas, the earth and the seas. Made all the earth and the water. I wasn't there when He made all the animals. I wasn't there when he made Adam. But through faith we understand. Through faith we understand and believe and so on, that the worlds were framed, were created by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen, now we see them. I mean, we see, you ever been to the ocean? You see the trees, you see the flowers, you see all the different animals. See the rabbits run through your yard, you see the squirrels, and all these things you see. We, through faith, believe that all these things we see, they were made by a God who we've never seen. Through faith, we understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. I've not seen God, but I've seen all that He's made. I've seen what His hand has done. I've seen what His handiwork has created. And I believe it by faith. Verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You know, that's the crux of everything. For a person to become a Christian, it really does come down to faith, doesn't it? Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. You know, God is not pleased by a person trying to, you know, even do their own works to satisfy God and work their way to heaven. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. We're saved by putting our faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone to be our personal Savior. Faith. Faith. Believing and trusting what God did for us. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, believe that He exists, and so on. That He created this world. That He is God, that this is His Word, that God sent His Son to die on the cross to be our Savior. We must believe that by faith. We must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You're going to have to choose which way to walk. There are some times where I've sat with someone and tried to share with them the Word of God and share with them so many verses from the Bible and tried to teach them about God and talk to them about God and give them illustrations to try to help them understand God. But it comes down to, he had to choose to believe. You had to choose to believe. You had to choose to believe. You've got to choose to believe. You've got to choose to put your faith in God. And are there secret things? Are there things about God that you'll never quite completely know or understand? Yes. But there are so many things that He's revealed to us. And you better choose, what am I going to do with all that He has revealed? What am I going to do with the truth that I have heard? What am I going to do with the truth that I have been given? The truth that I am known? What am I going to do with the truth? Someone gave me the Bible. That's the truth. What are you going to choose to do with it? You better read it. You better study it. You better get to know God. You better, by faith, believe God and believe on God's Son and accept Him as your personal Savior. Because if you reject Him, there's a price to be paid. We'll pay the price for sin ourselves. You better choose. I'll believe. He's revealed so much. He's revealed how you can be saved. He's revealed His love to us in the Word of God. You better choose to believe that. Then even after you get saved, choose which way to walk. Walk in obedience. Walk in obedience. All the things that God has revealed to us about, this is His commandments. This is how we ought to live. Choose to walk in obedience and choose to walk by faith. 2 Corinthians says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We've got to walk by faith. You need to live by faith. If you've not gotten saved yet, you've not really been willing to make that decision. Okay, I believe in God and I will become a Christian and I will accept that Jesus is the Son of God and He was born of a virgin and He died on the cross to pay for my sins. The choice is yours. I wish I could decide for other people sometimes, but I can't. You're going to have to decide. You're going to have to choose to believe. You've got to choose to believe. Choose to live by faith. Choose to walk by faith. Choose to walk in obedience. Don't worry about the secret things that you don't know or understand. Worry about all the things that God has revealed to us. And choose to accept it. Choose to believe it. Choose to obey it. You're going to choose which way to walk.